And if because you are a spiritual church led by the Spirit, it is you who is led by the Spirit. The leading of the Spirit is different from the manifestation of the Spirit. Am I speaking English? The leading of the Spirit is different from the manifestation of the Spirit. Oh, yes. You are the one. If God is the one that calls you, hallelujah, He can use any means to call you. And the process of calling you, oh, praise the Lord. He calls you. This is the way He calls you. First, you will hear something. The gospel. What is the gospel? It shows you your estate that condemns you to go to hellfire. And you see, you are convinced, hallelujah, that yes, you are a sinner. And that you deserve to, in fact, you are convicted. You condemn yourself as I be like this, so na hellfire. You must come to that estate first. Then you get concerned. It is that concern that you will ask, like they asked in Acts chapter 2, verse 37 or so, men and brethren, what shall we do? He said, when they heard this gospel, they were pricked in their heart. That is the conviction. Then they were concerned. Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter told them, this is the process. What did he say? Repent. Repent. That is why when I see somebody who say is a Christian and the same lifestyle you are living before, you say you are still living the same lifestyle, then I ask, did you repent? What did you repent of? If a man be in Christ, a new creature, then what is the old creature you were before? What can you say? I was this, now I am this. That itself is a mystery. Now you are understanding the mystery. It means you are a Christian by the will of man, not the will of God. There are Christians that are Christians by the will of man. Your pastor is the one that pronounced you a Christian. You came to the altar and then you said, you spoke after the pastor. And then the pastor said, say after me. When you say the prayer of repentance after him, then he pronounced you born again. Then, after he pronounced you born again, he prayed that the Father should write your name in the book of life, because your name is not yet in the book of life. Uh-huh, now, so through the prayer of the pastor, your name is in the book of life. Then he pronounced you born again. Then he tells you to look for a department and join. Then we shall start beginner's class. That is Sarah preparing Hagar to produce believers for Christ. When did you born again? I'm born again, no? Then, because everything is about man's idea, they will tell you, now begin to speak in tongues. Are you ready? Oh my, you are born again. Say it, say I am born again. Say it, I know who I am. The Bible says if you say in your mouth, you believe in your heart, you say in your mouth, that you are saved. Say it. Everybody begin to speak in tongues. If you don't know, repeat after me. Anything that comes to your mouth, just say it. Man's idea. Because they are not produced by the Spirit. Hallelujah. They are not produced by the Spirit. They are produced by the idea of man. I'm shining the light. So everybody will know where you belong. Praise Master Jesus. I say praise Master Jesus. Hallelujah. God is only interested in those he himself called. So this is the process. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Are we there? You see verse 28. Verse 28. It says, and we know. You know, these are popular scriptures, but sometimes during Bible study, something can still come out of it. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. To them who are they called according to his purpose. If he's the one that called you, he's calling you for his own purpose. Verse 29. Those who qualified that made them to call you. For whom he did foreknow, foreknowledge, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son. And upon the basis of this statement alone, I say, the indices for you to use to determine to know whether you are a Christian or not is for you to know that God called us and he has predestinated us. Our destiny is to be conformed. When Christ said, when you see me, you see my Father, every Christian, you must grow to an estate where you too can tell anybody, and even without telling anybody, somebody can look at you and say, when you see me, you see Christ. You cannot see Jesus anymore physically, but you see him in me. And until Christ, the image of Christ, is formed in you, you have not reached yet the purpose of the call. That's why that songwriter says, let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. Oh, his wonderful passion and purity. Oh, that catches this revelation is to be like Jesus.
To be like Jesus.
Predestinated to be conformed to the image of his son, that he, Jesus Christ, might be the firstborn among many brethren. If the firstborn is holy, the next children from the same womb will be holy. If it is the same spirit that is in Christ, that is in you, it will produce another Christ, another Jesus. That's why he said, they that believe in me, the works that I do, they shall do also. By the same spirit that dwells in me, this sign shall follow them that believe. Hallelujah. If you have not the Spirit of Christ, you are none of His. The hope of glory is Christ in you by His Spirit. If the Spirit that raised up Christ from the dead dwell in you, the Bible says, that is the guarantee for the rapture. Not just the Spirit in you, because when that Spirit comes in you, it perfects you. It doesn't just make you see vision. Doesn't just make you to be a pastor, a preacher. Doesn't just make you, as in the Waka people, they fall under anointing. No, perfection is more than that. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, so you see now, if it is Him that called you, you see, He will shape you. Then verse 30. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, because He had determined your future before you started through His foreknowledge. He knew Isaac before Isaac entered the womb. He reserved Isaac for a particular time, the child of promise. No matter what you do, you are on your own. It's okay. It's all right. It's okay. You came from Abraham. But in that seed that I will give Sarah, the name will be Laughter. But that child will come after a long period of frustration. A long period of waiting. And it will look as if the rapture will not strike again. And it looks as if nothing will happen. So Ishmael will be having a field day as the only son. We are the first church. We are the first church. Did you hear a church say they are the mother church? They are the first church. First church. But very soon, you will know that the promise is not for the first son. It's not for the first church. Praise the Lord. Now verse 29. For whom He did foreknow, verse 30. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He called. If God called you, it's because He has through foreknowledge predestined you to be conformed to the image of Christ. And to conform is His own work. He's the one that will do the work of to cause you to conform. Then if He's the one that called you, the next statement, and whom He by Himself called, they are the only ones that He justifies. So are you surprised that you take this doctrine of justification, confirmed by the ordinance of water baptism, correct water baptism, and some people just cannot see it, yet very religious, very anointed, full of gifts, but they can't see it. But I'm also aware that there are those who have seen it, but the promise is not for them too. I will prove it when we will come to the one, the children that is the same father and the same mother. When I come there, you will see that the fact that you have been baptized in the name of Jesus, it's not enough. Praise God. But before I come there, make I finish this Abraham family first. Hallelujah. Whom He called, they are the only ones He also justified. Then, if He's the one that justified you, then He also glorified. They are the ones He gives the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He will not only anoint them to use gifts, He will convert them. The glory of God is displayed in the conversion of a sinner to a saint. The glory of God is not in casting out spirits, in seeing vision, in teaching, in preaching, in night vigil with grace to pray so day, or to fast so day. That is not where the glory of God is. The glory of God is displayed by the testimony that I once was lost, but now I am found. Hallelujah. He came to his own received him not. But as many as received him, are they here today? To them gave he power to do what? To become sons of God. The power that can make you a son of God is the power that transforms a sinner to a saint. That is the power. And that is where the glory of God is displayed. Hallelujah. Take note. That is where the glory of God is displayed. The glory of God is displayed in the life that you live. And yet it is not you that liveth, but Christ that liveth in you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is where the glory of God is displayed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what's the summary here? Is that we have a type. We have a denomination which is typed by the bond woman. The bondage, the woman, the slave woman, the woman in bondage, Hagar. Denomination is a type of, Hagar is a type of denomination. Why is it a bondage? Why is it a bondage? One, it does not guarantee freedom for the spirit to move. That's why it is a bondage. Two, it is a product of man's idea. Therefore, he has built a wall around himself that he called the article of faith, and nothing makes him go out of that wall. This is what we believe. We remain there. And when you go there, you cannot go outside of it. You remain there. Even when you are there, you are a minister in that church, pastoring one of their branches, and you wake up in the morning, and the Holy Ghost say, go and preach this message to the people. You cannot preach because your allegiance is not to the Holy Ghost, because it's not the Holy Ghost that call you. It is the GO that call you. So you will only preach what the GO has sent to you to preach. And if what it tells you to preach is contrary to what your GO has asked you to preach, you cannot preach it. And you are looking for approval, not from the Holy Ghost, but you look for approval from he who call you. And who call you is a denomination. To understand who the denomination are, who they are, then look at Hagar. And every product, now who are the denominationals? There is a denomination, that is the system. But who are the denominationals? They are the product of that system. The children of Hagar, born by carnal ideas, I've stressed it. They are the carnal Christians. Hallelujah. Anybody produced from that system, you are the denominationals. When you go out even from them, you're only changing address. Where you live, you form your own, because you can't help it, but continue to be under that system. You establish that system, you promote that system, because that is what produces you. Then we have the elect or the bride church. It's also a system by God himself. I remember a church is tied by a woman. That's why we say we look at two women, but one father. There's a free woman. Amen. And then the free woman, that is Sarah. Sarah represents the bride church. And the bride members, they are the children of the free church that started at Pentecost. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. They are the spiritual church. Because they say nothing but thus said the Lord. They will do nothing that is contrary to the will of God. That's why they respect the Bible. The Bible is the guide for the bride. And wherever they are, before I round up this message, I will address those whom faith has gotten them into those denominations. Because that is where you'll understand why the message says, come out of her. Because God's children, promised church, is among them. And that's the purpose of this message. You note that in Genesis chapter 25, if you read it from verse 5 to 6, Abraham was old. Abraham was old. Let's read it. Genesis chapter 25. Abraham is about to die. Like every old man will do, he called all his children. And he had children from the concubines, which include Ishmael. And the only wife, Ishmael and the Keturah, they are the concubines. The only wife that God gave him was Sarah, through whom the promise is to come. And so, in verse 5, see what he did. And Abraham gave all that he had unto Isaac, and verse 6, but unto the sons of the concubines, which Abraham had, he is their father. Amen. He's about to die. He must share things to his children. He must share his property, what he has, to his children. But unto the sons of the concubines which Abraham had, what did Abraham give them? Abraham gave gifts and separated them and sent them away from Isaac his son. While he yet lived eastward unto the country. So you can catch something here now, because the promise is not for any other children. It's not for the denominational church. All that he had, all is all. All that he had, he gave it to Isaac. And that is why I say, how can you say, enter message believers? You say you are the bride, you are the bride. And all you boast of is just quote, Brother Abraham say, the Brother Abraham didn't do anything. Now only talk. He say. Praise God. There is a reason. Not all Israel are of Israel. But to the bride church, the promised church, he gave all. All there includes decoding the mystery of salvation, revelation of divine agenda. Hallelujah. He broke all the mysteries for redemption, broke it to the bride. But to the denomination, he gave them what? Gifts. They know nothing other than signs and wonders. Operate the gift. See vision. Cast, even including prosperity is a gift. That's all. And know nothing beyond that. They know nothing. Nothing beyond that. And after Abraham died, then you will see the difference between the bride church and the concubine church, the denomination. By the time he went to You go to chapter 26 of Genesis. The Bible says, after he died, Isaac, there was something he knew that the father told him that the father didn't tell. Hey. Hallelujah. Didn't tell the rest. While they are busy with gifts. Hallelujah. While they are busy with gifts, there was something else. Isaac prospered. You can't have all. God cannot have his children and have them suffer with poverty. Apostle John said, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. He who was rich in all things became poor, that through his poverty we might become rich. Poverty is a curse. The bride church must prosper. It's a promise for us. Isaac, if you are Isaac, in the time of famine, the same place where there was famine, Isaac went there and sowed. In this period of difficulty, if you sow, the problem is sow. But it's not everybody that will sow, because some don't believe in sowing, but they want to reap. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't give, you'll be a poor man. If you don't give, you'll be a poor person. You don't follow the principles. And so Isaac heard that the father is dead, and he went back. Because after the father died, the Philistines, they went to the west that the father dug. And what did they do? They covered it with earth. The Bible said they covered it with earth. Earthly doctrines they used and covered it. What was it? The three works of grace. After the apostles died, the three works of grace: justification, sanctification, baptism of